How many of y'all know when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Word of God says we become a new creature? Okay, now, if you really meditate on what this new creature is, he has been redeemed from sin. He's been redeemed from the curse. All power and authority has been given to him over the enemy. He can speak in the name of Jesus, and anything he commands in Jesus' name, if he's led by the Spirit, will happen. Since I went to the Air and Space Museum while I was in Baltimore and Dulles this last week, I thought about this giant SR-71 that when I walked in the door, here's this humongous airplane, most beautiful thing, sleek looking thing that we retired in 1990. It first flew in 1962. It's the world's fastest airplane that we published. Just to tell you how fast this airplane is, the trip it made from California to Dulles when they put it in the museum 22 years ago, this thing flew from California to Dulles in 1 hour and 4 minutes. 2,134 miles an hour average speed. It'll fly faster than that, but we retired this thing in 1990, 22 years ago. So, you know, as I stood there and looked at this thing, knowing what I know about airplanes, it makes me wonder what we have today. If they retired this thing 22 years ago, you know they didn't retire until they had something much more sophisticated than it. So I kind of got a vision of this airplane. Here I am, knowing what I know about airplanes. I'm looking at this circle around this thing, and I'm walking under this thing looking at this fantastic airplane that I believe from 1962 to 1990 that this thing flew all over the world, tracked all the foreign submarines, and it knew where they were, all of them were, and it tracked everything that was going on, wherever missile site was and everything. There was only 52 of these airplanes built. Only 92 people, men, ever flew one of these things. And there'd been over 50,000 missiles fired at these things, and none of them has ever been knocked down. Not one. We have never lost one of these fantastic machines. Now, as I stand and look at this machine, I can kind of get a vision of looking at the new creature. Are y'all beginning to follow me? Here I am, and you are, supposedly. We have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we've stepped into the center of this ring, and here we are, the new creature. And we have been given power and authority to do supernatural things in the name of Jesus. And most of us stay locked up in that circle all of our life. Or we learn about this new creature and we stand out there like I did and drool thinking what it would be like to fly that thing. Wow. I mean, especially since I'm a speed freak. You know, when I get in my 421 and I fly 200, I think, man, look at this. Am I getting somewhere? 200 miles an hour. This thing will fly thousands of miles an hour. I just think you can go from California to Dulles completely across the United States in 1 hour. 1 hour. That's almost as fast as my Chevrolet. But what I'm trying to get across to you is here I am looking at this new creature and the power and the things this new creature can do in scientific world that we live in is beyond most people's comprehension. I mean, the average man today still kind of even comprehend what that airplane could do that we retired 22 years ago. Think of the dream that some man had 50 years ago to build this thing and make it fly in 1962. Somebody had to have a dream. Somebody had to think beyond normalcy to produce an engine that will run as a turbojet up to the speed of sound and then convert into a ramjet engine that has no limitations on speed to convert an engine in flight for that to happen. When the engineer told him he wanted that done, the other engineer told him, that's impossible. That cannot be done. He said, it can be. One man had a dream, and it became a reality. I relate that to the new creature. Here we are. We have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light and put in this circle. And everything possible has been given to you and put upon you. I mean, you have been given everything that Jesus had. You have it. It's all yours. And almost nobody I know, almost nobody lives in that realm. If we ever find somebody that even comes close to touching that realm, we hear about what he does and the miracles that follow this man or woman. And we think, gee, I got to go find out who this guy is that can speak and storms stop. Sickness goes away and people get saved and healed and delivered. I've got to talk to him. I just want to touch him. We look at that new creature that's out there in that circle that's got all this new technology on him. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Everything. And when we finally do find a man that can do even some of those things, we look through this glass and we drool and think, oh, how I would like to be like him. And technically speaking, you're just like him. Everything that he has, you have. It's just like my wife. When my wife had her accident, almost killed her, fell out of a truck, busted her head open, broke her back, and did all kinds of things. She was in excruciating pain for 6 years. Doctors couldn't fix her up. She finally met a godly man. He's sitting right there. That man sitting right there was the first godly man that Cheryl ever met. She went to their home, and this couple right here on the front row ministered to Cheryl. And when she left their home that night, she was completely healed and pain-free. Cheryl met one of those men that was standing in that circle that had learned a little bit about who he is and what he could do in the name of Jesus. Eldon, you're one in a million. Yeah, that's what I say too. Praise the Lord. You're one in a million. But yet when we look at that, we drool thinking, if I could only do what he could do. But yet everything that man has, you have. If you're a born again Christian, yeah, it's all there. You're the new creature in Christ. Jesus gave us all these promises, and or just like that little girl, that little lady that came up with all that power in her. We got her to repent of her sins, brought her back up on the route of grace, and prayed the prayer of faith for her, and the king touched her and healed her. But she walked off not realizing what she was walking through. She walked off and walked right back into the flesh. Well, I don't have any pain. But I've already got the surgery scheduled for next month, so we'll just go ahead and have it done. And I think, what a shame. That's just like that airplane I stood there and looked at, which will more than likely never fly again. It was in perfect flying shape because a man flew it in there from California, landed it at Dulles, and they parked it in that museum. Big, beautiful thing. I looked at that thing and thought, wow, what it would be like to sit down in the cockpit of that thing and crank up those engines and push those engines forward and feel the thrust and to know in just a matter of a few minutes you're into the 100,000-foot atmosphere in minutes. Cruising where there's no noise or nothing, where it's beautiful and smooth and no weather or nothing, and you're just flying along there and you're so high you really can't even see anything but the curvature of the earth. And then for those men that have that things, that they roll those things over, you know, and they're so quiet and gentle. You think, wow, what a machine to fly. But let me tell you, the machine you are, the new creature you are, if you ever get a hold, if we, any of us, there's not a single person in this room, not one of us, me included, that has ever even began to touch the totality of who we are as that new creature. We're just not there. I mean, I've seen a lot. I'll tell you what, Dave has told me several times. He said, Thurman, you introduced me to a Jesus that I did not know existed. He said, I went to church. I read the Bible. I heard some good teachers. But you knew a Jesus that I didn't know. You knew a Jesus that was a healer. And you knew how to get him to do things. And of course, today, Dave knows all those things too. Today, Dave is that new creature, and he knows this power belongs to him, and he's got it because he has equipped himself with the Word of God. So the main thing is that every person, before you're put in that circle to be that new creature, you're a child of the devil. That's hard to stomach, isn't it? But every human being is born in darkness. We are born in darkness. We're born children of the devil. I mean, we don't like to think about us being children of the devil, but that's just the way it is. I didn't write the book. God wrote the book, and I was a child of darkness until I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So I was living in the devil's world. And I can assure you that I was born under a curse, because there's not anybody in the world that hasn't sinned. I know I've sinned multitudes of times. Anybody in their right mind would have to say, yes, you know, I have sinned. I've definitely come short of the glory of God. You know, you know you haven't made it. So you're one of those people who walk around with a black robe over you in earth, and you don't know nothing. Your eyes are blinded to the truth and everything else. And if somebody comes by and prays for you and talks to you about Jesus, and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the scripture says you are delivered out of the darkness and translated into the kingdom of light. And here you're standing in this glass cage now with the light of God upon you. And all these wonderful blessings of God are on you, but most of us never realize who we are and what we can do. But as we start renewing our mind with the Word of God, we start getting in the Word of God, and we start renewing our mind with the things of God. When he says, now then, you're a joint heir with Christ. That's a big one, isn't it? I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I'm not worthy to be a joint heir with Jesus. No, that's right. In your own flesh, you're not. But he made you the righteousness of God in Christ, or according to 1 Corinthians 5:21. So if I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ, I am righteous. So all these things that belong to me, that's why you have to meditate on the Word over and over and over. Meditate on it to let these promises come into you, to meditate. When you find out, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Wow. You know, I'm not just a nobody. I'm a son of God. You read that and it says, we are now children of the Most High God. God could never forgive me. I've done too many bad things. You just reached up and slapped him in the face. You just told him that his blood wasn't sufficient to cleanse you from your sins.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ready Your Spiritual Weapons, or if you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.